Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Group of Seven meeting in Japan. A photograph of Secretary of State Antony Blinken shaking hands with the Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida. But this story speaks to the larger conflict in the region of the threats against the Republic of Taiwan by the People's Republic of China. Not only threats, but warplanes, warships, demonstrations, promises, surveillance balloons, hypersonic missiles, everything alarming. And now news of a new draft and military draft in China. Where is this pointed? The Group of Seven is responding. The Wall Street Journal. The Group of Seven industrialized democracies sought to show a unified front on China following recent comments by President Macron and the European that the European Union shouldn't follow Washington's lead on the issue of Taiwan, said the U.S. Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, following concluding the meeting in Japan. With regard to Taiwan, there is clear unanimity in the approach that we're taking with all of our G7 partners. I welcome Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, based in Berlin. And Taiwan is part of the larger story of the European Union's relationship and approach and dialogue with the People's Republic of China, which on one hand is an aggressive, predatory state linked with Russia. On the other hand, is getting plaudits for its peace gestures in the Middle East, or speaking of peace in general with the president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, about a peace mission for Ukraine. Judy, a very good day for you. And thank you very much for joining. There's no generalizing this. Mr. Macron spoke out of school, and it clearly now has had a response from the G7. What is your measure of Taiwan in Europe? Is it an issue for the European Union, or is it a separate silo from trade and tariffs? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on your show. The European Union, as the EU rather than the member states, is actually very, very worried about what's happening in Taiwan and the relationship with China. And the EU, especially the EU Commission President von der Leyen, wants to ease the rhetoric. She doesn't want to have this very loud banging on about China the whole time and its maneuvers with Taiwan. But there's now a feeling that Europe has been dragged into forcing to make a decision to side with the United States on its very hardline attitude towards China. I mean, they're both related. Taiwan and China are completely related in terms of the rhetoric, in terms of the diplomatic breakdown, in terms of the language, and in terms of the future strategic stability of the region. And this is what really worries the European Union.
The worry goes to the point of the war in Europe getting involved with the potential of armed conflict in Taiwan. Now, that is a symmetry that's been made for more than a year by observers in the U.S. Is it made in Europe that Ukraine is an example, a practice, a preparation for a similar annexation or invasion of Taiwan? Do they talk like that in European capitals?
No, they don't talk like that in European capitals. What they try to remind Beijing and President Xi is that actually you actually oppose any undermining of the territorial integrity. And remember, China back in 1994 signed the Budapest Memorandum, in which Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapon arsenal in return for security guarantees. China signed up to that as well. But where are we now? And that involves, by the way, territorial integrity. But the Europeans now are looking at the situation. They cannot turn a blind eye to this. And it's just not because of the US pressure. It's the whole structure of the EU's relations with Japan, with South Korea, with Southeast Asia. They're very, very close now. And that region of the world is absolutely frightened about any possible escalation in the Straits of China.
We come to the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, re-elected, right now running into a bad road when it comes to domestic affairs because of the change of retirement age, protests, challenges, strikes all throughout France. However, the attention that Mr. Macron has had these last weeks have been from his remarks in French or in English about his opinion of how the U.S. conducts its affairs, treating Europe as a vassal state. I believe the word vassal has the same meaning in French that it has in English, mm-hmm. and it's not a happy association. He's also spoken about how there is a separation of ambitions going forward. Now, since then, there's been a lot of comment by different European capitals. Last week, we spoke of Olaf Scholz. Is this story remained in the news in Berlin, that Macron is outside the box?
It's not even in Berlin, actually. Ursula von der Leyen is giving a big speech to the European Parliament, and it's more or less a repeat of this excellent speech she gave about 10 days ago in China. It's a very thoughtful speech. It recognizes where China has come from, what it is becoming, and its potential to be quite a destructive player. But von der Leyen, on the other hand, uses the word, the need for a dialogue, but de-risking. De-risking is her main theme, which is quite difficult to do, but she isn't beating the drum. Macron beats the drum in another way, and it's somehow against the United States, and saying Europe has to have its own strategic autonomy, whatever that means nowadays. And it just cannot be a vassal of the United States. But fine, then, what is the European position? There isn't a united position as such among the member states, but the Commission is actually setting out quite a firm, creative strategy towards China that involves trade, that involves investment, that involves protecting intellectual copyrights, that involves cultural relations, the whole ambit, because actually, the EU Commission is beginning to finally understand the kind of extraordinary global potential and threat that China poses, unless there's some kind of modus operandi and modus vivendi between the European Union and China on the one hand, and between the European Union and the United States vis-a-vis China on the other.
I go to a quote from the speech that Judy points to by Ursula von der Leyen before the European Union. Said the president, "Our relationship with China is far too important to be put at risk by failing to clearly set the terms of a healthy engagement. It is clear that our relations have become more distant and more difficult in the last few years. We have seen a very deliberate hardening of China's overall strategic posture for some time, and it has now been matched by a ratcheting up of increasingly assertive actions. There was a stark reminder of that last week in Moscow during President Xi's state visit. Far from being put off by the atrocious and illegal invasion of Ukraine, President Xi is maintaining his no-limits friendship with Putin." Judy, in English, that is not an ambiguous statement. President Ursula von der Leyen is making it very clear to Beijing and to Xi Jinping in person that his conduct with regard to Vladimir Putin is unacceptable. Do you see a mending of the ways since this speech? Has Beijing in some fashion offered the peace gesture to European Union that it's offering to the Middle East?
It's certainly it's not offering any kind of peace gesture, and it's, and if the EU is looking for a peace gesture, it would be clearly that China takes a very strong stance about the appalling, brutal war that President Putin is conducting and leading against Ukraine. Interesting, the Chinese defense minister was in Moscow yesterday meeting his Russian counterpart and President Putin. We will see what comes out of this. But I just wonder, is it really in China's interest to go the whole hog and really support Russia militarily? At the moment, China is focused on bringing Russia into its orbit and strengthening these kind of authoritarian systems globally. And that's the real threat to the European Union and to the United States. And essentially, it's a threat to the multilateral order upon which so many things were built after 1945.
You have written of a dangerous dependency by the European Union on China. That dangerous dependency is trade, of course. You're not at odds, military odds. But is that warning heard in all the capitals, Brussels, Berlin, Paris, Rome?
Oh, yes. Very much so. And indeed, after I wrote that piece, a few days later, China said it was going to restrict the export of its rare earth materials, which is just so crucial for the renewable energy transition that the European Union is undergoing at the moment. It's crucial for so many aspects of the auto industry, of the chip industry, of IT, you name it, China has the monopoly. And there is a growing awareness, especially in Germany and among the industry, that they have to diversify their sources and look elsewhere. And this is now a common perception across the EU member states, except it takes time to do this. And over the years, China has actually gone to those countries that have rare earth materials and have monopolized them. So Europe is not what you call in a very healthy situation when it comes to access to these vital components that are essential for the green transition.
One more look at the European Union. Josep Borrell, the EU's top diplomat, said recently, "We are rival in mode. We are in rival mode with China, but we have to keep talking with China." Okay, I understand that. But what does that translate into? Trade grows and we ignore the conflict in Ukraine? Trade grows and we ignore the warplanes over the Taiwan Strait? What is it practically going to look like, Judy?
Well, certainly it's not about ignoring Ukraine. It's the EU's direct neighbour and has already got candidate status. And there's a big summit in the capital of Lithuania, Vilnius, where NATO will decide what kind of relationship it wants Ukraine. Europe is completely committed to Ukraine at the moment. As regards how to deal with China and Taiwan and the potential of war, actually, there has to be an element of diplomacy and hard power, and the EU cannot go it alone. And the United States and the European Union have to find some common way of talking to Beijing and do not allow China to divide and rule not only the United States from Europe, but the member states as well. This is absolutely crucial. And many, many experts wish that the European Union and the United States could find a common ground on reaching out to China. And the potential for misunderstanding or conflict is just huge. And heaven knows what that would do to the economies and to global trade and the commercial channels and to the stability of Southeast Asia.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. It is the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.